you had one yoke here and another yoke there, you might say, I have two
yokes.
And the baby cow is called a
calf.
And when the cow is expecting a baby, you might say, the cow is going to you ever say calve or freshen? Or
oh, calf, yeah, I've heard
that.
Oh, calf, calf.
I do.
Would be right.
If you, the animal that you ride, put a saddle on and ride.
Riding horse.
Horse.
And you might say, I'm from the city. I have never a horse. I've never
ridden.
And the male horse, they call a
stallion.
And you might say, yesterday I rode a horse, and since I'm from the city, I what? The horse. I felt the horse. I rode
fell
the
horse. Off the horse. Oh, fell off the horse. Fell off the horse.
And
well, maybe you should have off the horse.
Oh.
He fell off the horse.
Well,
he's not. He fell off the horse.
Most everybody says fell off. The things that protect the horse's feet.
Shoes.
And they play a game with these around here?
Horseshoes.
They don't call it quoits or quoits.
Mm-hmm. Well, perhaps.
Well, some may, yes. Yeah, but horseshoes are a common name around here, isn't it?
I think so.
Mm-hmm. And they put the shoes on the horse's
feet.
Which would be, of course. Oh. The horse's
hooves.
And the male sheep they call the
ram.
Ram.
And the female the
ewe.
And they raise sheep for the
shear.
They shear. Oh, what do they get? They raise the
for the mutton.
Or if they don't
wool.
For the wool.
The male hog. You have a name for him? They call him the
boar.
Young boar.
And the female?
Sow.
And the young female?
Oh, I don't know.
You don't use the word gelt? Or,
well, I've heard that word.
But I would hope.
And a general term for all the young and the old, the male and the female, they call a, got a whole field full of
hogs.
Would you say a whole?
Well, I don't know. What do you mean?
Just a general term for all of them.
Hogs.
And the male hog has these long teeth extended.
Tusks. What did you say? Tusks.
Yeah. And on the back of his neck, he has stiff hair. They call
bristles.
And they pour the hog's food into a triangular shape. The hog eats out of a
trough.
And you might say, if there are five of them in the lot, that there are five troughs.
Oh, troughs. You mean?
Troughs.
Five troughs.
And how would you describe the noise that the calf makes when you take its mother away?
Moos. No.
Or
balls.
And when the cow is hungry, the noise the cow makes, you can describe.
Moos.
Say moos. And the noise that the horse makes, feeding time.
Neighs.
You would say whinny, nicker.
Whinny. I think maybe it'd be better.
Whinny.
A neigh. Might neigh when he wasn't so hungry. I think whinny may be stronger.
And when a hen is on the nest, she's trying to hatch, you call her a what?
A sitting hen.
Sitting hen or brooding? Do you call them brooding hens? Or,
well,
I don't know.